No, I mainly, like, as far as bars go, I used to go to the Shiver, not the Shiver, on the other one, the Rex.
Oh, yeah.
The Rex. I forgot to. When it was at the front, the bar was at the front.
Yeah, then it moved to the back, didn't it?
Yes. How disgraceful moving to the back. What was wrong with it at the front? It was lovely. But we'd all pour out at 10 o'clock.
And go to parties.
Yes, go to parties. Other places I remember going to fairly regularly were on the Sunday night down in Bayswater Road, Jim, what's his name's place? Sorry?
Was it a hotel?
No, it was a nightclub, I think. I think it was a nightclub, but on Sunday night it was gay.
Feathers. That was Bayswater.
Bayswater Road, yes. What's his name? Jim.
Fishburne.
Yes, that's him. Yes, yeah. And I eventually lived with, but didn't have a relationship as such, with a man called John, who used to stand outside there, like, hawking it. Yeah, he was huge, you know, he was an enormous person. Not fat, but really tall and big, you know. John Lauder, name, of course, is Estee, goes without saying, yeah. And he would stand just by there. Well, not just on Sunday night, but that was his beach, you know. French love. And I finished up sharing a flat with him in Manion Avenue in Rose Bay, in a big-time opera queen there. He worked in the wig department at the Australian Opera.
And we haven't had much of a description yet in our archives of what it was like.
Well, I can't remember. I just remember him and his white tails playing the white grand piano. And I remember, and always the flowers. I just remember things like that. I actually don't have no idea what he used to sing or anything. Maybe I didn't pay any attention.
Was it a coffee shop or a wine
bar? No. It was like a club sort of thing. Okay. Yeah. I think it was in a building. The word Belvedere rings a bell. Maybe it was on the ground level of a flats called Belvedere or something like that. Just that name rings a bell. But I mean, I don't think I ever went to the Chevron. No, it was the Rex. And I used to go to Usher's in the city. Usher's?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a Rex in the city too, yeah. I think. Yeah.
The Carlton.
Carlton, that's right, yeah. And the Australia, but I don't remember the Australia. Well, I didn't go to the Australia Hotel with any gay, men. I went there with straight men. So maybe I was in the wrong. I think I was in the Sportsman's Bar down the side in Rose Street.
That sounds right.
Does that sound like... I don't remember any...
People would go along Rose Street to enter the back way, so you wouldn't be sitting.
The entrance to this bar, I think, was in Rose Street, as I recall.
Any memories of the Usher or the Carlton hotels?
I think I used to go to the Carlton more often than Usher's, And I don't ever remember going to Farlett's. That had a bit of a gay scene, didn't it?
Yeah.
Farlett's Hotel in Margaret Street?
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't think I ever went there, not as such. I mean,
girly, that's what
God, I used to drink around, didn't I? And the Wentworth up in... When the Wentworth was up in Lang Place, I think it's called... Behind Wynyard there, where there's a park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Wentworth, is it Menzies now, is it all?
But that's completely new construction. No, there was an original Wentworth Hotel, very grand old thing. It's one of those hideous big office blocks there now. But I think I just used to drink around. A lot of it might have had to do with work, too. I mean, for work, I mainly used to drink for work at the Tatler, which is part of Myers.
That's
on George Street. Yeah, it was another Art Deco extravaganza. It's not there. The building's still there. I mean, I could show you which part of Myers was the Tatler Hotel, but that was to do with work. Most interesting thing about drinking at the Tatler was what a struggle it was to keep up with Margaret, the barmaid.
In what way?
Well, she was drinking more than we were.
Oh, okay.